Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Good morning, Millie.
Good morning to you, Your Majesty. Tea?
Yes, please.
Beautiful day out today.
The girls are off to their riding lessons.
Yes, but it took a bit of doing. Wilhelmina's still unhappy they don't have unicorns.
Well, Mummy and Daddy can't afford unicorns this year. Where is Gunther anyway?
His Majesty's still in bed, I think.
No, I'm awake. Ugh, almost awake. I swear, must be something in that tonic Alba gave me for.
Oh, my word, Your Majesty!
Millie, oh, do take better care. Look what you... Ah! Gunther!
What? Terrible? What's the matter?
Your hair! It's all snakes! Look in the mirror!
Oh, for heaven's sakes, get Alba in here.
By appointment to the King and Queen, Alba Salix, Royal Physician. Episode of the First, Well Met.
Grind and add 7 leaves dried catnip. Is that per dose or the whole cauldron?
Alba!
Hi, Jerome.
I was wondering if you could help me out.
I'm a bit busy this afternoon.
Oh, this won't take long. I've just been having a touch of the old rheumatism again.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, since you're so good with potions and all, if you could mix up something.
I've got 3 prescriptions to fill right now, Jerome.
Oh, not to worry. I can wait.
Excuse me a moment. Yes, can I help you?
Yes, I needs must see someone about my back.
You're in luck. Our visiting chiropractor, Balthig the Ogre, is in today. Have you seen him before?
No, I have not.
All right. You'll need to fill out this patient information form.
Certainly.
Boy, a centaur. You don't get many of them around, eh?
No, we don't.
You coming to the palace tonight?
The palace?
To see the show. The Dragon Mountain monks are in town to perform astonishing feats of acrobatics and martial arts.
Not interested. I really don't need to see a bunch of bald weirdos jumping around and chopping firewood with their hands.
But, Alba, they're doing the great sword dance. The monks only perform it publicly every 8 years.
Yes, very exciting. Seen it.
Hold on. What's this about a consultation fee?
I'm afraid chiropractic isn't covered for centaurs.
How is that fair?
Well, you've got twice the vertebrae and 2 rib cages.
It's discrimination.
I don't set the prices. Take it up with Balthig. He's right through there.
I believe I will.
Where was I? 1 penny weight of powdered parchment leaf. Bring to a boil.
Alba! I have the hiccups.
Do you really?
They're terrible, awful. How do I make them stop?
Well, that's easy. Just stand on 1 foot.
Uh-huh.
No, the left one. Now, give me your hand and put out your pinky finger.
Like that?
Just like that. Good. Now, hand me that big pair of shears.
These shears?
Hold still now.
Okay.
Keep that finger out nice and straight.
No, wait.
What is it?
They're gone. The hiccups, they're all gone.
Are they? Well, that's a relief. I guess you get to keep your finger then.
Phew.
But if you ever have bad hiccups again, you just come and talk to me, okay?
Okay.
You're sure they're gone?
Totally gone. Thanks, Alba.
Oh, don't mention it.
Now other side, please.
Supposed to rain again tomorrow, I heard.
Are you still here?
And the day after that. I don't know how they tell. Do you know how they tell, being a witch and all?
Jerome. I'm supposed to cure the ills of an entire kingdom here, and you are wasting my time.
Oh, so about my rheumatism?
Yes, you're right. Sorry. Here, take this. Drink a mouthful with every meal. Don't bug me anymore.
Oh, well, thank you kindly then.
Miss Alba Salix?
Yes?
The king requests your presence at the palace.
Oh?
'Tis a matter of some secrecy, he says, and most urgent.
Now what? Oh, tell him I'm on my way.
All done.
Yes. Thank you. That's much better.
You pay now.
Yes, of course. Very reasonable rates indeed.
Remember, stretching. Take care. Bye-bye.
Miss Alba Salix to see your majesty.
Hello, Alba.
Hi, Gunther. Did you try out that hair tonic I gave you?
Yes, about that.
What's a towel for? Washing your new head of hair, were you?
Look.
Oh.
Notice anything different?
Well, yes, you have a lovely full head of...
snakes.
That's the word I was looking for. How did this happen?
Well, clearly a result of your little tonic.
Clearly not. There's no way it could have caused anything like this.
Alba, what am I supposed to do now?
Well, the serpentine look is very in this year. Gorgon chic, they're calling it.
I will not live with snakes on my head. What if one of them bites me?
Oh, they're only garter snakes. They're quite harmless.
Parabel won't come near me. I can't go out in public like this. I was looking forward to the Dragon Mountain Monk show this evening, too.
Yes, sorry, Your Majesty. I'll see what I can do.
And what am I supposed to do in the meantime?
I keep the towel on. Snakes like the warmth.
Good work, brothers. Let us take 15 before we rehearse the second half.
Father Lang, can I show you my moves now?
Not now, Brother Magnus.
But you promised to let me show you. I've been working hard.
Magnus.
Please, I want to be a warrior monk.
You are young still and have not the proper energy and attitude to pursue the art of combat.
But I want to learn to kick through walls and kill people with just my eyelids. Why the hell else would I join your stupid order? Ow! I mean, why the heck?
You only prove my point.
Okay, sorry. I renounce all worldly things and promise to use my powers for good, and I don't have an ego and stuff. Can I be a warrior monk now?
Magnus, your skills lie in other areas. You have it in you to be an excellent healer.
Stupid healing. Can't you just teach me, like, one secret pressure point? Like the one that makes your rib cage explode?
Hush, boy. Miss Salix, excuse me, are you Miss Alba Salix?
That's me.
A pleasure. I am Father Lang of the Order of Dragon Mountain.
Well, it's nice to meet you. Look, is this going to take long? I've got an important matter to attend to on behalf of His Majesty.
I understand you are the head of the new House of Healing, and as such, I wonder if you might have a place for a young man who shows great potential as a surgeon.
A surgeon?
Yes. Permit me to introduce... Brother Magnus.
Are you a witch?
Oh, Magnus. This is Miss Alba Salix, the royal physician.
A woman physician? You gotta be kidding.
An apprentice? This kid?
I'm 17. And I know martial arts.
I can't say he sounds of much use to anyone, let alone me.
He does have some skill, and he's got great potential.
I don't need any assistance.
You heard the witch.
I certainly don't need him. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some herbs to gather.
Gunther?
Yes, Parabel?
Did Alba get rid of the snakes?
She's working on it, though I might as well give in and get Crankle in here to have a look.
You said you weren't going to ask him.
Well, what choice do I have?
Well, maybe I can help.
What do you propose to do, dear?
Well, you know how I have mystical powers, too.
Yes?
I am Alba's sister, remember?
And do you know any snake removal spells?
Well, not spells. I haven't studied the way Alba has, of course. But if I concentrate and picture you in my mind without the snake...
Yes?
And then, if I kiss you...
You'll have to come a little bit closer for that, dear.
Anything?
Not yet.
Kissing always works.
Perhaps if you were to kiss each snake individually. Go ahead.
All right. Here we go. Okay, you'd better summon Crankle.
You're the loveliest meadow of all, I dare say. Hello, Mr. Hedgehog. Hello, bumblebees. Hello, daisies and blackbirds and sycamore trees.
Snakeweed. Why can't I find any snakeweed?
Butterflies, grasshoppers. I'm so sorry. I didn't see you there.
Why don't you watch where you're flying?
Here, let me help you with your basket. My name's Holly, by the way.
Bloody fairies? I can manage my basket just fine.
Oh, choke cherries? Are you making a liver tonic?
No.
A poultice?
No.
A charm against thieves?
No! It's for removing snakes from someone's... Who the hell are you anyway?
Oh, choke cherry doesn't remove snakes. That's just an old wives' tale. Sorry, didn't mean it like that. Being that you are, you know...
An old wife?
I didn't mean it like that.
I'm neither, thank you very much. Now, excuse me.
You know what's better for removing snakes? It's silver bark.
Did I ask?
It seemed like the best way to help you out. You know, to make amends for bumping into you and calling you an old wife?
That's very kind. I don't need your help.
Fine. But really, you should try the silver bark. There's a stand of it right over there.
All the books I've ever read say choke cherry.
Who are you going to believe? A bunch of books or an expert herbalist?
Expert? You? You can't even fly straight.
Well, that's probably just the rainbow cap angel mushrooms I was trying earlier. Seems like they mess with my sense of direction. I should make a note of that.
Uh-huh.
It's my big research project, see? I've been working my way through the native fungi of Feloria to find out their effects on fairy physiology.
And suddenly all is explained.
Can I at least carry your basket or something?
No, thank you.
Please, I need to do you a good deed to set things right. It's what we fairies do. Here, let me.
No, let go, you. Don't make me smack you.
Really nothing. I can always...
Ow!
Sorry.
Bloody fairies!
The Sorcerer General to see you, Majesty.
Crankle.
Your Majesty!
Do you know anything about snakes? Removing them, I mean.
Are they getting into the palace gardens again?
No, they're on my head.
Oh, dear. And how did this come about? Oh, let me guess. Was it perhaps that physician of yours?
It was supposed to be a hair tonic.
Oh, dear me, how terrible.
Is there anything you can do?
It's a tricky business, this. Do you have any more of the tonic, so-called?
Alba took the rest of the bottle.
Well, without being able to perform an analysis on this preparation, I will require more time to formulate a suitable remedy.
I hope you're enjoying yourself, Crankle.
No, not at all, Majesty, but I did warn you, if I recall.
Yes, yes. Stop poking at my snakes.
With respect, Majesty, it is a consequence of allowing, if I may be so bold, a self-taught hedge witch to minister to the health of yourself and the kingdom at large.
Thank you, Mr. Crankle.
Dr. Crankle.
Dr. Crankle. Just look for a remedy, please.
Of course, Majesty.
Two parts tincture of rosehip to three parts dragon scale oil. Reduce heat and add three leaves of cow parsnip. Drat!
You!
I have wronged you, Miss Alba Salix, and now I must
what
make...
What are you doing in my pantry?
I must do three good deeds for you to set things right. Look, I brought you a new basket.
How did you get in here?
Through the window? Sorry about that, by the way.
You broke my window.
I know. I'm sorry. I'll fix it. Okay, so that's four good deeds. But look, I've been sorting your pantry. Look!
You've been...
Oh, great Ivor, what have you done? I had everything filed away.
It was a crazy jumble. I don't know how you could ever find anything.
There's a system. I had a system. And now I've got about 2 minutes to come up with a potion for the king. Oh, cow parsnip. Look at this. They're not even in alphabetical order.
No, see? Alphabetical order doesn't make sense. I mean, if you're looking for cow parsnip, is that under C for cow, or P for parsnip, or H for Heraclium?
You tell me.
I've organized them all by their Glade Miles herbal catalog number.
Oh, gods help me.
This is the 800s, which is everything with a hollow stem. Here's your hemlock, fennel, parsley, and look, cow parsnip. You want the greens or the flowers?
Give me that.
You're welcome.
And put my shelves back the way they were.
But I have to do a good deed so that we can make...
Here's your good deed. Put everything back and then get out of my pantry.
Jeez, okay.
If there's one thing I don't need, it's more help.
Elba, for heaven's sakes, I've got half an hour before I have to be back at the palace for the monk show.
There you are, Gunther. I was just finishing up the mixture. Here, get that towel off. Drink this.
Thank heavens. Ugh, how long will it take?
It should be instantaneous.
Is there any particular instant you had in mind?
Just give it a minute.
I don't feel anything.
Hey, Alba, what should I do with this pumpkin extract? Oh, hey, you kind of look like the king except with the snakes on your head.
I am the king.
Oh, well, in that case, hail good King...
Gunther.
Gunther, King Gunther. I like the snakes.
I don't.
Damn. They're not shifting.
I told you, silver bark.
Well, I don't have any.
Not to worry. I brought some from the meadow. Look, just grind it up finely, squeeze out the juice into 1 cup pear cider vinegar.
Who is this person?
Oh, her name's Holly. She's an expert herbalist. So she claims.
Dash of nutmeg, and here you go.
It's actually not too bad. My word, it's working!
Here, bend down, quick!
No, use the basket. Take them outside.
See? It's the oils in the silver bark. They help the snake's tails grow out and detach from your head.
Dear me, I've never been so glad to be bald.
Bye, little snakes.
Great. They're all going under the furniture.
That's the last of them. Thank heavens. Oh, I must get back to the palace. Thank you. Holly, is it?
Anytime, Your Majesty.
Alba, I do hope you're keeping her on.
No. I'm holding out for someone even more annoying.
What did I tell you?
It was the choke cherry, a delayed reaction.
Was that a good deed or what?
And now I have 3 dozen snakes living in my office.
All right, I can help with that. Hey, if they sprang from the king's head, does that make them all princes and princesses?
I don't care. Chuck them out.
Ooh, hi, cutie. Ooh, I'm going to call you Princess Coily. And you look like a Tyrone.
Holly, the basket?
Yes, ma'am.
Your Royal Majesties, ladies and gentlemen, we proudly present from the far western reaches the warrior monks of the Order of Dragon Mountain.
Impressive, aren't they?
I like that one.
Parabel.
You had your belly dancers last week.
You insisted they wear robes. Look, what do you call that?
It's traditional garb.
It looks drafty.
That's rich, coming from Mr. Ooh, the Sultan of Spangililand has a harem, why can't I?
I didn't say that.
Oh, yes, you did.
Well, I didn't say it like that.
Your Majesty.
Frankel.
What are you doing here?
I found a remedy for the snakes that have been plaguing your royal scat. Your snakes? What's happened to them?
Alba took care of them?
Did she?
Well, she and her fairy.
Which fairy would this be?
If you please, Mr. Krankle.
Dr. Krankle.
The show is about to start and you're being most distracting.
Indeed.
Yes. My apologies, Majesties. Hey, good evening to you both. Fairy, huh?
Your Majesties, we humbly offer you the Golden Sunflower Head Slice Technique. Demonstrated by Brother Cole and Brother Fang.
Ooh, That looks dangerous.
Oh, nonsense. All those swords are blunted so no one gets hurt. On the other hand...
Who on earth is that?
The boy's going to take someone's head off.
Brother Magnus, what are you doing?
Your Majesties, I apologize. This is not part of the...
Get off the stage!
Look, Father Lang, the spiral pose!
Shouldn't we call the guards in?
The monk should be able to handle it. He's one of theirs, after all. Not a very good one.
Tiger Claw!
Magnus, not around the tent poles!
Hurricane Blade! Cannon Kick!
Magnus, come away from that pole!
Oh, dear!
It's gone and gutted himself.
Oh, dear, there's blood everywhere!
Ow! Damn it, I mean... Curse it, I mean... Doggone drat in a hat.
Magnus!
Father Lang, are you all right?
Find the right place to stand, and the violence and troubles of the world shall pass you by.
I'm fine, too.
Your Majesties, ladies and gentlemen, there will be a short break in the performance. You idiot.
I'm telling you, it makes perfect sense. It's all in the book.
It would help if either of us had this book.
What's next?
Purple coneflower?
That's in the 900s. No, wait, rats. It should be right here between sunflower and ragweed.
Never mind. I'll just get some from the garden.
I know it's here somewhere.
Thank you for your help.
I can sweep the rooms, too. Organize your office.
No!
But I haven't made amends properly yet.
We'll call it even.
No, that's not how it works. Upon my honor, as a good fairy, I have solemnly...
Just set him down there. Miss Salix.
Yes? What's happened?
A boy has been injured.
Oh, dear. One of yours?
Hey, Doc.
Oh, it's you.
He ran out during the performance, fell on his sword, and brought the stage tent down on himself.
Least he could have done is finish the job. Holly!
What can I do?
I need fresh bloodwort. Lots of it.
Coming up!
Miss Salix, I would entrust young Magnus to your care.
What for? I'll bandage him up and you can be on your merry way tomorrow.
Well, he's badly hurt and we are leaving town early.
Oh, King didn't appreciate the impromptu renovations, huh?
He was tough but fair.
Here's the bloodwort. Oh, jeez, the poor kid.
I'm 17.
We gotta clean up that gash and close it up.
They let women and fairies work as physicians here?
Shut up, boy.
What kind of a place is this?
Hey!
Magnus, hold still. This might hurt.
Ow! You're supposed to be healing me.
I know. Women, eh?
Oh, Juniper, that's a lot of blood.
Ah! Ow! Damn it! Golly gee darn it, that stings!
Sorry, I gotta staunch the wound.
As well, I was hoping that you might give more thought to taking on young Magnus as an apprentice.
Are you serious? Look at the damage he's done in one night.
I think of it this way. He's young and hot-tempered. He has a great interest in seeking the powers of dark magic, something I understand you yourself have experience in.
Who told you that?
Magnus needs a guiding hand such as yours to set him on the right course.
You want me to teach him dark magic?
No. I mean that you have made the journey into the darkest places of the soul and come back to the light.
Not interested. I'll fix the kid up, sure, but his karma... is your problem.
Miss Salix, I hope you'll reconsider.
Alba, you're gonna have to bandage this one up. I'm feeling woozy.
Great.
Don't you have Threadstrong brand sutures?
Stitch in time are far better.
Not on a wound this deep.
These are the D-series sutures. They're double enchanted to prevent infection and promote healing.
I'm telling you, Threadstrong is the way to go.
You want Threadstrong? Fine. But don't blame me when you come down with drill worms. And they always leave a scar.
Excellent. Ow! Ow!
Hold still!
Ow! Who'd you sleep with to get this job? Or are you bestest friends with the queen or something?
Her sister, actually.
That explains it. Wait a second. You're the queen's sister?
Ooh, quick on the uptake.
That means it was you. You tried to marry the king. Isn't that how it happened? Three sisters tried to save the king's life, and the youngest actually cured him and married him.
There are a lot of different stories out there.
So does that mean you failed? Or did the king just think she was prettier than you? Ow!
You should lay still and not talk when I'm trying to stitch you up.
What? Because I might hit a nerve? Oh, yeah. Hey, is that what he meant about how you've been to the dark places of the soul?
Who said that?
Father Lang. He said you know dark magic.
But he was only trying to get me to take you in.
I bet you do. Show me a trick. Show me. Disintegrate something.
No.
Please?
Give it up, Lang. Tell your young monk here that I don't do dark magic. Father Lang?
He snuck out.
Bloody monks.
No way. Alba?
Yes, Magnus.
Are you evil?
You don't want to know.
Yeah, I do.
No, you really don't.
Come on. You could tell me all about your sins. I'm a holy man. Hey, where are you going? You haven't done my leg yet. I'm still bleeding.
Good. Keep it up.
Funny. Alba?
Hey, Alba. Get you anything?
No, I'm fine.
Sorry about ducking out. Phew, all that blood. I had to make some tea and calm down a bit. I kind of used the last of your chamomile, but I'll get you some more.
Mm-hmm.
What you looking for? I can find it for you.
Found it, thanks.
Alba, that's not wild carrot, by the way. That's poison hemlock.
I know what I'm doing, Holly.
Alba, what are you doing?
Just taking care of my patient.
You're not going to... I mean, I know he's annoying and all, but he's just a kid. You can't just kill him.
I've got motive, means, and opportunity. The monks all up and skip town. Who's going to know or care?
I can't let you do this.
Get out of my way, fairy.
Alba, I thought you were nice.
Huh.
Or at least I thought you were a good witch, but you're...
Yes?
I don't know. Alba, are you evil?
No. But I like having the option.
Well, thank all the twinkly stars for that.
Now get out of my way. I've got to stitch up the idiot kid.
Hemlock, hand it over. Thank you.
Will the defendant please stand?
Yo!
Brother Magnus of Hazelford, this court finds you guilty of endangering the public, destruction of royal property, causing a disturbance, and making a complete mess of the new curtains.
I object, your kingship.
Don't get smart with me. I, Gunther III, King of Faloria, do sentence you to 5,000 hours of community service.
What?
Oh, did I say 5,000? I meant to say 6,000.
Damn it.
To be served at the House of Healing under the care of Miss Alba Salix, royal physician.
What?
Hey.
In the hopes that she will be a good influence on your character and keep you out of trouble.
Gunther, what are you thinking?
Court dismissed. Alba, I'm counting on you.
Gunther, wait!
Hey there, boss.
Oh, hello, Magnus.
You ready to rock?
Fine. Let's get back to the House of Healing.
Sweet. You can give me my first lesson in black magic.
All right, all right. Have you ever had hemlock?
No, is it good?
In Well Met, episode 1 of Alba Salix, Royal Physician, you heard Barbara Clifford as Alba Salix, Julian Sark as Magnus, and Valtar the Centaur, and Olivia John as Holly. With George Burtwell as King Gunther, Marisa King as Queen Parabel, Carter Siddle as Hellbard Crankle and Balthig the Ogre, Robert Francis as Jerome and Father Lang, Jasmine Cheng as Millie and Hiccup's Kid, and Sean Howard, Jason Mahan, and Stephen Smith. Written and directed by Eli McElveen. Sound design and music by Eli McElveen. Produced by Sean Howard. Associate producers Carter Siddle, Eric Portomals, Mark Fenwick, Josh Claver, and Dave Addison. If you enjoy the show, check out our Patreon. Supporters get weekly bonus content, early access to episodes, and an invite to our magical fan community on Discord. Look for the Patreon link at albasalix.com.
Was that a note for other people? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, here's a note. Here's a note.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
The influence of Freemasonry is undeniable. But who are these mysterious apron-wearing craftsmen, and what are they up to? For centuries, hater-ass conspiracy theorists have attempted to answer these questions.
Two Flat Earthers Kidnap a Freemason, starring Zane Schacht as Randy Dunning, Lauren Grace Thompson as Gail Kruger, and Matthew Woodcock as Walter Clay.
I just want to go on the record right now and say that I, Randy Dunning, am 100% anti-gravity.
Like, subscribe, and share your way to the truth when two Flat Earthers kidnap a Freemason.